Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone, a show about sports and faith and how the two come together in lives being touched. Right now, discover how people in sports walk in faith with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Oh, welcome to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside my co-host, the head pastor from Brookside Baptist Church. It's Pastor Ken Keltner. Pastor, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, Mike. Good to be with you.
It's always a pleasure to hang with you, Pastor.
Oh, I bet you love it, don't you?
Man, I got to tell you how fun that was yesterday. I had to drive up to the church for a second and in a snowstorm, and you standing outside pretending to be me as the valet driver. I'll tell you what. Now I realize why nobody will stop and let me park their car. I'll tell you, the way you came running out, that was really funny. Well done. Everybody's a comedian nowadays.
I had a good time, but I think they don't have you park their cars because you tell them you haven't stolen one in the last 6 weeks.
Man, it's been 6 weeks. I'm over it now. I don't need to steal anybody's car anymore. Oh, I'm telling you, they do give me looks. I have more girlfriends at church now, Pastor. Yeah, and they're, you know, my wife knows them all, but they're 70 and above. And man, those girls.
And you parked their cars.
I parked their cars, and one made me a loaf of bread last week. And they, man, I've never had more girlfriends in my life. Yeah. It's awesome. It's a, you know what? It's a fun thing. You told me yesterday that if you could pick something to do, if you didn't have to preach, you'd come out and park cars at me.
I park cars and open doors. That's what I'd love to do. Yeah, meet people.
Yeah, I've never met, and I've been going to church for a long time, but I'll tell you the one thing I won't do is get up and talk about Faith in the Zone again, because all of a sudden everybody knew me, and I just want to stay in the back and wave to people and get out.
No, but you know what? I'm glad you're willing to get up on the mountaintop with Faith in the Zone.
Well, I'm excited about today's show. You know, every once in a while when I start doing research for the show where I think the direction that I think we're going to go, we pivot. We pivot a little bit. Our next guest, or our only guest today, and I'm excited about having him, he is a president and co-founder of Cross Training. Cross Training is where I thought we were going to go with this. They launched in 1994, and 2018 was a big year for them. And you're going to love what they do. They do sports camps with kids, utilizing sport to be able to disciple these kids and introduce the gospel to a number of kids, which is a great program. And that's the direction I thought we're going to go today. And then I spent more time on the website iplayforhim.com. And we're going to talk about Cross Training. We're going to talk about a number of things with our guest. And again, he's the president, co-founder. He's Bob Upgren. Hey, Bob, how are you today?
I'm perfect today, man. Looking forward to being with you guys.
Well, I appreciate your time, Bob. And again, I pivoted today about an hour and a half ago because people here in this market where the majority of our listeners are, they're going to really find that this website, it offers so much to guys that are coaches, to parents, to players, to pretty much any administrators, anybody that's involved in any type of sport, or if you have grandkids that are playing sport, this website is something special. And I want to dedicate a lot of the time today to going into that website. Let's start, if we can, Bob, talk a little bit about your background, where you grew up, and how you got involved, and the idea behind starting Cross Training. Where did that come from?
Well, you know, probably like you guys and a lot of your listeners, sports was just a huge factor in my life. It was kind of a context that helped me understand life. I had just, you know, pretty much anything. If you gave me a football, basketball, golf club. I was there and I was doing it as a kid. And basketball became a primary sport that I would play. And ultimately, and unfortunately to some degree, basketball in a lot of ways became a god to me. And I had success, a lot of success playing. I played high school collegiately and then played overseas for a couple of years. But really, God just kind of brought me to a point where, you know, I was trying to do stuff on my own. And when my playing career got over, and this, I think, will resonate with a lot of people. When my playing career got over, even though I wasn't playing at a professional level, I was playing, you know, I played a little bit overseas, but nothing like in America where you're playing in the NBA or NFL. But even at the level that I was playing at, and we hear this even from athletes that only played to the high school level, when it was done, I had a hard time understanding what my identity was.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I really had a season where I was searching and got to the point where as a 22-year-old young man, got down on my knees in a college room when I was doing my graduate work and just said, God, I don't want to do this my way anymore. And so I'm giving you everything, and I'm giving you sports. At that time, I was coaching collegiately. I said, God, you can take it all. And I thought I was walking away from a lot of stuff. And really what ended up happening was God redefined my passions, no longer to use them for my glory, but for His. And that's really where our ministry, Cross Training Ministry, started, where we just opened up a Christian basketball camp. And, you know, at that time, everybody said, well, who's going to go to that? Why would you combine God and sports? And, you know, my short answer was, I don't know. I'm just going to do what God tells me to do. And the first year we had 75 kids come into the gym, and we taught the game of basketball with excellence, but more importantly, shared Christ in a very real and, I think, authentic way. And the next year we had 150 kids, and then the following year we had almost 400 kids. And then it doubled again to 800 kids. And pretty soon people in our area were taking notice that there's something here that these guys are doing that my children need. And fast forward to today, we work with thousands of children. We do international missions. This is a missions year for us, so we're taking teams internationally. Our primary site right now is in the Dominican Republic. So we'll be taking 50 or 55 people with us in August there. And just using sports as a platform to teach the sports that we're doing. Now we have basketball, volleyball, football, and we'll open up soccer here soon. But use it as a platform to teach and strengthen athletes physically, but more importantly, teach and train them spiritually. Mm. We don't do what we do if we're not discipling young men and women. I love sports, but it requires far too much energy for what we do for it just simply to be a sports play for me. This is a spiritual game that we're playing, and we love it. We're not perfect. Boy, we're far from perfect. But God just seems to have given us a very unique set of favor right now in what we're doing. And I recognize that. So.
Well, Bob, that sounds awesome, and we look forward to getting into more discussion on that. Tell us, can you tell us a little bit about where you grew up and a little bit about your life before you came?
Yeah,
up?
I grew up in the great state of North Dakota, and talking to Mike yesterday.
We've never had anybody say it with such passion, just so you know.
Yeah,
the great state of North Dakota. It's awesome.
Yeah, well, let me pull my tongue out of my cheek a little bit, too, but no, I mean, we love it here. You know, it's a small state. It's a very open state. I grew up here and, you know, spent most of my life here. I played college basketball in South Dakota. But like I said, you know, I grew up in a family that went to church. I think to a certain degree I'd heard the gospel, but I really never understood this whole idea of having a relationship with Christ,
mm-hmm.
Having something where not only do I try and strive to seek forgiveness so I can go to heaven, but I really believe a second part of the gospel that I had never heard of was attached to the mission of Christ and be a part of His kingdom coming down to earth and using my gift for His glory. And those were things I'd never really heard of. But thankful. I mean, I grew up with a great set of parents and an older and younger brother that, you know, we played a lot, we fought a lot, and we loved a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And So yeah, North Dakota was it. And if you've ever been through North Dakota, it's hunting, it's fishing. And actually, I've been told that we have the greatest number of golf courses per capita than anywhere in the country. So I don't know. Lo and behold, who would think that they'd want to go to North Dakota for golf, especially when I'm looking outside today?
Oh, man. Did you guys get hit with that snow, too?
Well, just so you know, I just wanted to let you – so I'm writing a new resource, and maybe I can tell you a little bit about it because it's based on that I Play For Him platform that, Mike, you said you wanted to talk about.
Yep.
But literally, I'm sitting on a couch in my office, and we've got a screen in my office where because we have small groups that come in, and we lead high school and college kids and do discipleship in here. But today, somehow, the Masters tournament is playing on here. I'm not sure what happened, but it's playing right on here. And so I'm watching the green of the Masters tournament, and the windows behind me, there's blowing snow. So I'm really conflicted right now. I'm not quite sure what to do.
Yeah, it's welcome. I saw something on somebody's website. There was a guy that was had a full, like a parka on, and then a pair of shorts.
Oh, I see.
And you saw that? Welcome to Wisconsin is what what it said. We are talking to Bob Upgren. He is the president and co-founder of Cross Training Ministries. And I Play For Him, which is something we're going to get into throughout this show. It is the website. And let me give you that website. I Play in the number 4, him.com. I Play For Him. .com. And the more time I spent on that website today, the more I realized that the direction I want to go on today's show is to talk a lot about that website, because I think that has a chance, Bob, to affect people here in the state of Wisconsin and throughout the country, other than people just in North Dakota. But I think by utilizing that website and asking people to go to it, because I can't recommend it enough. I just was on it and couldn't get off it because there's so much there. And I think that that's the direction that we're going to go. Let me tell you what, read for you what the I Play For Him creed is. And I'm going to make a copy of this and put it into a number of locker rooms that I go into. It says this: without him in my life, I'm less happy, less healthy, less loving. Without him, this game of basketball has no value. He is behind every basket, every rebound, every achievement, every triumph I experience. Many people play for other people and play for things, hoping to find more success, more fortune, more fame. But instead of gain, they are only brought infinite loss. And although I play for him, I seek victory in all I do. And it is so assuring to know that he will never yell at me. He will never give up on me and never stop loving me. Who is this great person? Who is he, you ask? It is Jesus, and I can proudly say I play for him. Man, that's awesome. And Bob, I'll tell you what, we have a number of guys on Faith in the Zone. In fact, Pastor Daryl Strawberry said, look, I thought I had everything I wanted. All the things that I imagined that I wanted. I wanted to be a Major League Baseball player. I wanted to be one of the highest paid players. I wanted to be an all-star. I wanted all the money, the fame, the fortune, the girls, the cars, the drinking, all of that. And I had it all. And I was sad. I was like depressed, and I couldn't figure out why I was depressed. Well, now he's Pastor Daryl Strawberry, and he certainly, you know, understands why he was that way. Guys, we've got to get to a break. Other side of the break, again, we'll continue talking with Bob Upgren and Cross Training Ministries. He's the president and co-founder, and we're going to talk a lot about this website that's part of the Cross Training Ministries. It's I Play the number for him. iplayforhim.com. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
More now of Faith in the Zone, discovering people of sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. Back with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside the head pastor, here he is, from Brookside Baptist Church, Pastor Ken Keltner, our special guest, president and co-founder, Cross Training Ministries, and I Play For Him, which is a website that we're going to talk about. He is Bob Upgren. Hey, Bob, when you guys started, the website is just kind of an offshoot of Cross Training Ministries, correct?
It is, you know, and really what it is it's a few things. You know, our ministry is based out of North Dakota, but in order to, I think it was on my heart to just share more information, more thought about sports and faith with a larger audience, and we knew digitally there was a possibility to do that. So I just started, and really it kind of became a think tank for me where I could kind of download some of my thinking and share it with coaches, share it with parents, and even share it with athletes as well. So it's an offshoot. You know, anything that you would read on there are things that when people send their kids to us and we work with them personally, this is what we teach the kids. This is the perspectives that we teach. This is our perspective towards competition. So yeah, it's our platform, and it's our platform that we use to share our local message nationally and internationally.
Bob, do you get kids and teens and so forth? Do they come from all over the U.S. or are they predominantly from the North Dakota region?
They're from a region. I think we probably draw from about a seven or eight state region right now. There's sometimes, you know, kids who are associated with our state where, you know, maybe their grandparents are in North Dakota and the families have moved away, so they'll fly in. You know, it's a regional ministry in the sense of our one-on-one, face-to-face working with children. It becomes a national and international flagship when you incorporate the I Play for Him platform. And that was really the goal of that platform, was to share our thinking and our ideas on sports ministry, hopefully with others to inspire them to do what we're doing. Because I had mentioned this to Mike the other day, I truly believe sports is an unparalleled platform to do ministry. It's a context that most of the country understands, most of the country gravitates towards. And when we use that to leverage faith principles, it takes on a life of its own. I'll give you a really good example. During the Super Bowl, and people could find this on the I Play for Him site. Remember when Cam Newton lost the Super Bowl and he sat in the post game, and he had a very difficult post game interview. A lot of people were extremely frustrated with him. He kind of pouted, kind of sulked.
Yep.
And I wrote a devotion or a blog post, and I think the title was "Why God Still Loves Cam Newton, Even If You Don't." And I used the story in Scripture where it talks about casting stones and how Jesus challenged the people that, you know, he who is without sin cast the first stone. And I used that, and the article really just took off. And I was talking to a friend the next day, and he said, man, that thing really kind of ran quite a bit. And so what's interesting is I could have written a devotion just on the stone-throwing story in Scripture, and it may not have been shared that much. But the fact that I incorporated Cam Newton's situation in the sports culture, it became consumable to a large audience. And that's what we do. And to be honest, guys, I think that's maybe what you even do with your sports, the radio show here, is we have a tremendous opportunity to leverage, to enjoy sports, but to also leverage it for the good of the gospel.
You know, we had Tony Dungy on, Bob, and his big statement, and he writes it in his books, is that God gave him a platform, and the platform is sports, right, with the gospel opportunity. And whether it was Tim Tebow, you know, even Tony Bennett gave a great testimony after the championship game, and the whole Texas Tech team taking a knee in the locker room to pray. And there are several, probably several hundred athletes all across the U.S., whether collegiate or you know, professional, that are strong believers that want people to understand that this game isn't the answer. I mean, it's fun, and it's a way to get a message out, but it's also, and I know you do a lot of this, Bob, it's also international. I mean, we do a lot just with our church of taking our kids over to play basketball or get a team ready for we're getting a team ready for the Micronesian games. And I mean, you put the ball out there and boom, here they all come.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Our special guest today, he is Bob Upgren. He is the president and co-founder of Cross Training Ministries, And a website associated with that, crosstrainingcamp.com. But the one that really got me was iplayforhim.com, and that's part of Cross Training Ministries, but it's a way for them, Bob and his people, to reach people all over the world. And I would recommend, if you only have 10 minutes, don't go on the website, because you're going to want to stay a half hour, 45 minutes once you're there. And I look, that happened to me. I was supposed to be working and selling stuff today, Pastor, but I got on that website, and I just stayed on it because it was really good. And also, while you're there, if you're feeling led to help these guys, there's a place to donate. The I Play For Him movement of using sports as a platform to share Christ is sustained through financial gifts from individuals like us who believe in this mission. Every year, they're actively engaged with people around the world through their online community, social media platforms, sports ministry podcast. So if you want to donate $10 or $20 to help these guys, after you get on that website, trust me, you're going to want to do that. And you can help them with this ministry and help them continue doing the stuff that they do. And when you get to that website, do me a favor. Click on the video that says Jesus Loves Barabbas. Watch that.
Well, I've watched it
4 times.
I know we called him late because you were showing me.
Yeah. And yeah. you never once said stop it because Bob's waiting for us. You never said that.
It's powerful. It's captivating. Yeah,
it is.
Absolutely.
Hey, Bob, normally in the second segment, and we're going to ask you if you could share your testimony on where you were, how old you were, that kind of thing. I know in the first segment you talked a little bit about, you know, basketball, and you talked about growing up in a Christian home. If you can give us your testimony, that'd be awesome.
Right. Thanks again for having me, guys. I love what you guys are doing, and it's really an honor for me to talk about our ministry, but also just kind of hold hands with you guys. I just absolutely love it. And so, honored to share my story. Like I said earlier, sports was a god to me. It really became a god, and I think on the outside, people probably would have said, you know, he's a pretty good kid. But on the inside, there began to be a fostering, I think, of pride in my life and really identity in the achievement I was going to or success I was going to achieve in sports. And so all of that was linked. And what ended up happening is it ended up putting a lot of pressure on me, too, I think, as an athlete. And so I went through high school, went through college basketball. Played about a year and a half, almost 2 years professionally overseas in a few different places. And I knew about God, but I didn't know him personally. And I started coaching collegiately and had some great relationships there that are still good relationships to this day. But God started to peel back some layers in my life, and he began to remove things that I thought were valuable to me. And to the point where I can remember being in this beat up house that we were renting. All of us were in school, and I got down on my knees. I was in a bedroom. This is a true college bedroom where the washer and dryer are in the bedroom, you know, and lights don't work and the carpet's ratty. And I just started to look at my life and I thought, you know, I'm tired of trying to do this on my own, and I don't want my identity to be linked to what I'm capable or incapable of doing. And I fell back to the foundation that my parents had given me. And I got down on my knees that night. Nobody led me to Christ. Nobody gave me the 4 spiritual laws. It was very much, I think, a Paul to Saul moment for me where I just say, God, I'm giving everything to you. I'm giving you my life. You can use me however you want. And I'm going to lay sports at your feet. And I honestly was letting go of sports and walking away from sports because I felt like at that point I just needed to separate myself from them. And I was prepared to walk away from something that had become a god to me. And the incredible thing is the thing that was a god in my life, God would ultimately flip upside down and he would turn it into a platform that I would use to no longer glorify myself but glorify him. And so I just kind of moved forward. My brother was a youth pastor, and he helped me make sense of stuff. And then God began to work on my heart with this idea of using my gifts in sports to share the transformation that I had experienced. And guys, you can probably relate to this. I can remember one of our first, it might have even been the first year that we did ministry. I sat in a gym with 75 kids, and there were several youth pastors that were helping me coach at this camp. And they all had played college basketball, many of them. They were really, we had good coaches. And it was time to share the gospel, and I was going to do it. And I bumbled and fumbled through my Bible. My hands were shaking. I was scared to death. I don't even know how it even made sense. And now I do that for a living. But those first moments where you take a step and it's just like, God, I want to be used. And you think of Paul, and he says, I'm not coming to you with eloquent speech. I'm just coming to you with a heart that's for him. And, I look at how much favor God has given us, and I'm just humbled by it. I'm truly humbled by it. And my story is linked to someone who had God as has sports as a God, but now uses sports to reveal the true God. And I'm thankful that God's brought me to the point where I get to still work in this ministry and begin to share some of the things, some of the wisdom I think that God has given me over the years now through that I Play for Him platform to hopefully empower others to do the same. You know, we were talking about all these prominent people, Texas Tech or Bennett or other prominent, Tony Dungy, prominent people who know Christ and they have a strong testimony. I think the tendency for some people is to say, well, I can never be him. I don't have that platform. You don't need that platform. You only need a platform of the people that are sitting right in front of you.
Absolutely.
And I can remember doing a basketball camp, guys, 100 miles away from us, and there was 5 kids that were there. And we try and do a basketball camp with 5 kids.
Hmm.
It doesn't work very well. And we drove up and back for 3 days and did a camp for these 5 kids. And I think at that time God was saying, I've entrusted him with little, but now I'm going to entrust him with a lot.
Hmm.
Because he could see the heart of what we were trying to do. So I'm thankful, and I'm at the point in my life where I just want to be used by God, and I want to empower others to be used by God.
Bob, thanks for sharing your testimony. That was powerful. That's really why we started Faith in the Zone, is because people would do something in sports, and then as soon as they said, I want to give glory and honor to my Lord Jesus Christ, boom, you know, they take them off the scene there with the camera and all. And we just said, hey, let's talk sports and let people share about that decision they made to trust Christ. And when you were talking about how nervous you were that first time, it reminded me, do you remember Don Beebe?
Sure.
Talking about
absolutely. Yeah,
Frank Gore?
No, not Frank Gore. Reich?
Yeah, Frank Reich.
Yeah, Frank Reich.
Quarterback at that point with the Bills.
Yeah,
yep.
He took him. He said, you're going with me to, you know, we're going to give testimony. And Don's not thinking he's going to do it. And Frank looks at him and goes, no, you're up.
Yeah, he said, Don Beebe said, no, I'm not doing that. I don't like speaking in front of people. And Frank Reich said, well, you think this is about you?
Yeah.
You honestly think this is about you. This isn't about you. It's nothing to do with
right.
you. And Don Beebe at that point said, look, I'll speak wherever. Guys, we got to get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation. He is Bob Upgren. He is the president and co-founder of Cross Training Ministries and iPlayForHim.com. iPlay4him.com. And I would highly recommend you get to that website because, boy, I'll tell you what, it's really powerful stuff. And it's got a little bit for all of us. It's got a little bit for all of us. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone, an inside look at people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind. Here's host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Pastor Ken Keltner for Brookside Baptist Church. Our special guest, he's a really good one, president and co-founder of Cross Training Ministries, website iPlayForHim.com. He is in Bismarck, North Dakota. beautiful, as he put it, the best state in the world. I think he said that. He is Bob Upchurch.
He said the great state.
I knew he said something like that. I thought he said the best state in the world. I thought that's what he said. He is Bob Upchurch. Hey, Bob, when we talk about iplayforhim.com, and it's iplay4him.com, how long had you thought about doing something with a website that would certainly coexist with Cross Training Ministries, and how long did it take for you guys to kind of put it together?
Right. Well, I mean, this is great to be talking about this, because the creed that you read earlier, I had written, I mean, 2 decades ago. It was just something that God laid on my heart, and I Play for Him had always been a mantra that we had used in our ministry. And then about 5 years ago, I thought it'd be important to start to put some of this online. And so we did, and it escalated really quickly. And recently, I've just had to pull back from it because we've had to realign some things in our ministry. But we're at the point right now, like even, and Mike, you've been very kind saying, boy, you got to go to this site, got to go to this site. Come back to this site in a couple of months, because we're rebooting the whole thing. And some of the stuff that's going to be coming into this site is going to be so empowering for coaches, for athletes, for parents. And God's doing some really great things through this. And really, in my heart, I think he's really working for me to reinvigorate what we're doing through that platform.
Well, if you're going to reinvigorate that, I'm already. I think this website is so good, and there's a lot of things on it for anybody that listens to this show, and anybody that, you know, friends of the people that listen to this show. And if it's just going to even get better, I can't wait to see it, because again, I spent an hour plus today when I was supposed to be selling stuff for these radio stations, watching, listening, signing up for things all over that website. And I look forward to you guys, if you're going to enhance it and make it even better. There is a number of the most popular posts and podcasts, the list. There's a couple of them that I just think were, you know, phenomenal. 3 tiers of competition for skill development, 4 warning signs and 1 symptom that your sports is now your God. And we hear that a lot. 11 keys for student athletes coming soon. How to break out of a midseason slump coming soon. You know, I hope that you get that new website getting up, because if I'm going to play church softball, there's always a midseason slump there, Pastor. You know, I'll go 4 games without a hit, and then they'll bench me, and I'm in that slump. So I need to get to this website to figure out, in the old church softball league, I used to dominate that thing, Bob. Can't even hit the ball at the infield anymore. I don't know what's going on. Got to be a whole age thing.
You know, and the thing about it, though, Bob, is he'll talk smack, you know, like to a Clayton Kershaw of, hey, I'll hit you.
Yeah,
you know?
Look. Hey, Bob, can you still hit a jump shot?
Come on, guys.
Hey, if
North Dakota, it's all jump shots at the bottom of the net. That's the short answer, but not really. I can't hit a jump shot. My jump shots come from a flat-footed stance, though. Ask me this, can I hit a free throw? Yeah, I can hit a free throw.
Hey, look, and we'll invite you on our 3-on-3 team, but the couple things you got to do, and you got to prove to us that you can do it. You got to pass us the ball. Look Pastor off a little bit more than you look me off. You got to defend, and you got to rebound. You got a lot of help side rebound, because we need a lot of help if we're going to have to play man in this 3-on-3 competition. And if you want, and you can be on our team. Just look Pastor off. I'll probably be in one corner. He'll be in the other. Look him off. Just keep telling him you were guarded, man. That guy was right on you. I couldn't get that ball to you. And he's from North Dakota, so he better be able to hit a jump shot. There's no doubt. Hey, Bob, getting back to this website, where do you come up with all the things that are on the website? Do you have a big team that helps you develop a lot of this? And what kind of staff do you guys have?
Well, I'll tell you, the heart of this I Play for Him thing is pretty interesting. In fact, I'll share a couple things that I think you guys are going to find pretty unique. most, if not all, this content is really just something, you know, I've been doing sports ministry for 25 years at this point, and just constantly trying to create resources for kids, create ministry resources for kids, for parents, And a lot of the stuff on here is just a culmination of it. Some of the stuff is stuff that we talk about internally in our office, but a lot of it happens in a very particular way. And I'll share this with you. If you read in the 91st Psalm, there's a place that the scripture says, it talks about this place called the secret place. And in fact, I'm going to put this up here just because I want to read this to you guys. The Bible talks about this secret place. It says, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And what some translations will say, whoever dwells in the secret place of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. The last couple of months, I've been working and doing some writing for the ministry, and I made a decision. My wife said, what are you going to be doing for the next couple of months leading in the new year? And I said, you know, my intent is not to work. And she said, well, what do you mean? You got to work. I said, no, don't mistake me. I'm going to work, but my intent is to sit in the secret place and let God tell me what needs to be done in our ministry. Let God give me his wisdom and not try and come up with some idea on my own. And so literally so much of this stuff, guys, comes from sitting in the shelter or in the secret place of the Most High and just listening to the whispers of God. And I'll give you an example of a cool thing. Can I share one thing that showed me that we're going to do? I think there's a lot of parents out there that pray for their kids. Hopefully they do, and hopefully they understand the power of prayer. And I think most parents of kids who play sports want to pray for their athlete, but they don't necessarily know what to pray. They know how to pray, but they don't know what to pray. And the Lord led me to seven, actually more, but we're going to keep it in the 7 to 10 verses, Bible verses, scriptures, 10 scriptures that we can pray over our children as they compete in athletics. And so what I'm doing is writing a booklet right now for parents where they can use these scriptures to pray over their children. Now, I'm going to give you an example. I think the most popular sports verse or Bible verse that's used in the sports culture or sports ministry right now and always has been is Philippians 4:13, right? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so a lot of people will read that verse and they'll think that that's a verse of achievement. I can do everything. God's going to help me hit a home run. He's going to help me win a championship. It's not necessarily, Paul wasn't writing about our ability to achieve. He was writing about our ability to endure. Mm-hmm. I mean, the proper translation would actually say, I can endure all things through Christ who strengthens me. In goodness and in badness, in good situations and in tough situations, when I'm in prison, when I'm not in prison, I can endure anything because Christ strengthens me. So I have a devotion written on that for parents to show that perspective. And here's what it's going to do, I believe, is it's going to change how a parent would pray for their child as an athlete. Instead of saying, God, help my child be successful. I want them to win, God. Help them to win the championship. Help them to be an all-state player. Help them to do all things through you because you give them strength. The prayer turns into, Lord, help my child endure through the ups and downs of this season. Teach my child to be content in goodness and in difficult situations. Teach my child that their strength is ultimately going to come from you. And I don't know about you guys when you hear that, but that is two different prayers that I hear. And so these, I think right now I've got a working document. It's probably going to be 10 verses. We're going to come out with a pamphlet, 10 essential scriptures to pray over your athlete. And my hope is that people everywhere will grab this booklet and use this as a means to not just provide a superficial prayer, but to really use scripture to pray it into the life of their children. And the cool thing is this is what I love about this. And I didn't come up with this idea. God just whispered this to me as I was sitting in that secret place. But the cool thing is those prayers go to the child. But what happens to the parent that's praying them? Their mind and their heart is shifted to align to that scripture as well. And you guys, that revs me up. Like, mm-hmm. I can get into doing that all day long.
Man, when that gets... Bob, I'm sorry to cut you off because we're going to get to a quick break, but when that gets completed, I definitely need to get a copy of that. And I will make copies, or I will distribute that, because I agree with you. I think a number of parents are praying for their kids to be successful. I'm praying that my kid can hit that free throw down the stretch. I'm praying that my kid will get in the starting lineup. And they're trying to figure out what to pray, how to pray for their student athletes. And this is going to be a great piece for people to hand out, for me to hand out, so that parents understand that. Guys, we've got to get to a quick break. Other side of break, we'll continue our conversation. He's Bob Upgren. He's the president and co-founder of Cross Training Ministries. And I play for him. I play the number for him. .com. And understand what I talked about going on that website, possibly helping them out. If you're feeling led to donate, your financial gift goes to work immediately. They are a 501(c), a nonprofit organization, and this helps them continue in this ministry. So again, iplayforhim.com. Hit the donate button, and if you can feel led to help them, please do. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Back to Faith in the Zone, a journey on how people in sports walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Here's host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern alongside Pastor Ken Keltner from Brookside Baptist Church, our special guest today, President and co-founder Bob Upgren, Cross Training Ministries, and iplayforhim.com. Pastor?
Hey, Bob, one quick question. On your website, are there any videos or anything about, participating in games or how to improve your skills or anything along that line?
Not on either right now. And that's part of what we're going to be doing when we reboot or revamp the I Play For Him site. Mm-hmm. If somebody goes to that site, some of the content on there is not just devotionally based. It's got a lot of practical things.
You bet.
Beyond just a sports devotion, and that's really a product of really who we are. Our ministry is not intramural sports where we do devotions. Our ministry is, we really strive for excellence as coaches. Most of our coaches are former athletes and college coaches, high school coaches, and so we really believe the better that we can be on the court, the stronger our platform to share the gospel off the court will be, if that makes sense.
So it's
when we revamp the site, many of those things I'm going to be doing as Facebook Lives, we'll be doing as a weekly episode, and I'm really going to drill them deep. The challenge with the current format that we have on there is really, for me to write a blog post consistently becomes difficult, because I speak quite a bit around the country, and my consistency in that is not what it needs to be. Now, if I can just do a video, that's far more easier for me to produce the content. So, all that stuff's coming. Like, good stuff is coming on that.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, when you start to do that, are you going to teach man-to-man, or are you going to teach zone? Because it's a 50-50 question for you, but if you answer it the wrong way, I'm hanging up on you. That's it.
Well, here's my answer in short order. If I'm playing a team, I'm going to teach that team zone, so I can just shoot the three over the top.
There you go. There you go.
But if I'm coaching, it has to be a man-to-man. It just has got to be a man-to-man, funnel them to the baseline, all that type of stuff. We're teaching little kids shell defense in our camp. But we're not teaching them three zones.
So. Bob, you're my new best friend. I just want you to know that you and I are like tied at the hip. And if you ever get to Wisconsin, you and I'll go have lunch. We'll talk principles of man to man. We'll talk weak side, jump to the ball, all of that, all the shell drills that we can do against a flex or a man or whatever we want to do. And then once we get done with lunch and talking man to man, we'll invite Pastor in to talk 3 minutes on the Syracuse zone, because I'll tell you what, I coached his boys. Robin, and we were, his Keith was at one point the biggest kid we had at 6'3". And he wanted us to play the Syracuse zone where they have 6'8" guys on the wing. And man, we won three straight Christian State championships playing man-to-man, but he always thought we could be a little bit better if we played zone.
Bob, what he's getting at is he got us in an AAU tournament.
It's a summer tournament. He keeps talking about winning a game against a team in the summer.
But they had their full team. They were huge. They ran all kinds of traps on us. We had to borrow uniforms from the University of Wisconsin. I mean, Mike called me at the last second and said, I need your boys to play, man.
Yeah, and so they won a game in the summer, and he's still talking because they won playing zone.
Bob talked to me all the way from Madison to Milwaukee, and he couldn't believe we beat this team.
I put the phone down for 30 minutes, Bob. He didn't even know because he kept rattling on about the Syracuse zone. I don't want to hear about it. We're Calvary Baptist. We had 7 boys on the team. I called this the Caucasian invasion, and we just went and played anywhere. And he wants us to stop playing man and go into a zone. And I just, you know how hard it is when
the
head pastor at your church is also a parent and also your friend, Bob, and all he wants to do is call you every night to talk about the Syracuse zone. He would just show up at my house with like a clipboard on the Syracuse zone stuff, Bob. I'm moving to North Dakota because I want to work your camps, Bob. I'm telling you.
I tell you what, I got a funny story for your listeners regarding the zone. I'm playing in Bangkok, Thailand. Yeah. And I went with a guy by the name of Adrian Branch. He played at tall, lanky guy. Yep. And another guy. And I can hook you up with this guy, Bill Allison. He's the president of Sports Power. He was the chaplain of the Celtics. We went over there to play in a sports tournament and then preach at halftime of these games. So we get over there. I leave North Dakota. It's about a 23-hour flight. And when I arrive over there, I'm all screwed up. I'm jet-lagged, everything. And literally, we played the next day at 3 o'clock, which would have been 3 in the morning the day before here. So I'm all messed up. And I'm just trying. I mean, I'm trying. I'm gasping for air. I'm struggling just to get through the game. And we're walking back to our hotel. And Bill says, hey, I got to ask you, who's Bozo? I said, what are you talking about? He says, well, like, when I checked in for you, I asked, who are you guarding? And you said, Bozo. I'm saying Bozo. And I said, no, I wasn't saying Bozo. I was saying, I got the bottom of the zone. I'm in the bottom of the zone. But I couldn't get it out because I was so jet-lagged and so tired. So.
That's awesome. Hey, guys, we got to get out. This has really been a great show. Bob, thank you so much. And I'm going to take you up on helping us, as we talked about off the air. The most difficult part sometimes on Faith in the Zone is finding guys that will get up on the mountaintop with us like you did today and find guests. And this will be up on Faith in the Zone coming up on Sunday. And if there's anybody that you think would be a good guest for us, please let me know because that would really help us. And if there's anything I can do for you here, again, I'm a big fan. iPlayForHim.com, CrossTrainingCamp.com. .com is the two websites I would recommend, and Cross Training Ministries is his ministries. The president and co-founder, he's Bob Upgren. Guys, thanks a lot, Pastor. It's good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Great spending time together, guys.
Thank you very much. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You've been listening to Faith in the Zone with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner. You can hear Faith in the Zone every Sunday at 8 a.m. To find past shows, exclusive podcast, or to contribute with an inside tip for a guest, simply go to faithinthezone.com. Faith in the Zone is an inside look at people of sports and their walk in faith. Join us again next Sunday for Faith in the Zone, right here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Was it really amazing grace? Now I know for certain, Lord, it was you that rescued me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.